Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bailey Hall. Please rise for the playing of our national anthem, conducted by Colonel Larry Lang, commander and conductor of the United States Air Force Band.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon. I bring you greetings from your nation's capital. And it's been a joyous few days for me to be able to come and spend some time with this wonderful ensemble. I've been very, very impressed with the fact that most of these students, indeed all but two of them, are not music majors. Not uncommon here on this historic campus. But they play very, very well. And this university should be quite proud of your WIND program because it has a long history. As a matter of fact, this next selection and the entire concert indeed is dedicated to two of the giants of our WIND music industry, Maurice Stith and Stephen Stuckey, who came right here from Cornell and worked here. And again, a storied past and a successful one. This next piece is also, it's called Affirmations, and it's about affirming the fact that we live in a broken world with a lot of tragedy, a lot of difficulty, but that there's also hope. There are those serving in your military, for example, all over the planet, who care deeply about this nation, and I'm here in one respect on behalf of all of them today. And just would like for you to keep them in your thoughts and prayers as they seek to defend the very freedoms that we're enjoying here today. And so this next piece is Affirmations, and then we'll carry on with a much more lively selection called Away Day. Thank you for allowing me to have this privilege of being here with you today. Enjoy Affirmations.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon for our final concert of the spring semester. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I have been. I was had the privilege. Oh, great. I had the privilege of hearing the group from the back of the hall, which is something I seldom have the opportunity to do, and it was just so much fun to hear the music we've been working on for the past 5 weeks or so coming together under the baton of our guest conductor, Colonel Lang. It's been so nice having him here for the last 3 days. And I was telling the students earlier that to have him here for this duration of time where we actually had 2 one-hour rehearsals with him so they could really get used to him and so he could convey his interpretive decisions to them was a real gift. As busy as he is, he was so generous to share that time with us. So it was a lot of fun. I just have a couple quick orders of business before we play our last piece. And the first is to recognize our graduating seniors, all of whom have given so much to this ensemble. So I invite you to please join me in recognizing them as I call their names. First, in our tenor saxophone section, Deanna Blansky is graduating, and she'll be starting an MD at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the fall. Deanna. Our bass clarinetist, Billy Gregg, also serves as the president of CU Winds, which is the student organization associated with this group, the Wind Symphony. Billy will be gainfully employed in the fall, and so we're going to put him on our alumni newsletters immediately. And he'll be working as a commodities analyst at Goldman Sachs in New York. In our trumpet section, we have Matthew Grieco. Matthew joined us just this year, and it's been so terrific having him in the group. He's going to be starting in the fall a PhD in atmospheric science at UCLA. James Knight has been with the ensemble for quite some time, and he's just such an amazing presence in the horn section. He is weighing his options for the fall, and we wish him best with whatever he decides to do. James. CU Winds has really terrific officers, and another of our officers is graduating. Michael Lee serves as our librarian and our treasurer, in addition to playing the E-flat clarinet in the ensemble. He's going to be starting in the fall a PhD in applied mathematics at Brown. And last but not least, our principal saxophonist, Ashkan Shabandi, has also been in the ensemble for 4 years, and he is currently vice president of CU Winds. Ash Khan in the fall is going to be starting the MD-PhD program at Tulane University. I'm so very proud of these graduating seniors, and as I list their next steps in their careers, it reminds me of a conversation I just had very recently with someone who heard this ensemble for the first time. And he heard the ensemble and said, "Boy, they sound really good." I said, "Thank you." And he said, "Don't take this the wrong way, but surprisingly good." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, so many of them, in fact, almost all of them, aren't music majors. They're studying something else, but there's a lot of talent in this group." I said, "I know." And they're really, really smart people. I said, "I know." as the old saying goes, talent, intelligence, aptitude, ability is nothing without hard work. And that is the thing I'm most proud of when it comes to this ensemble. Two days a week in the afternoons for approximately 2 hours, they could be doing any number of other things, including in this weather, throwing a frisbee outside just to chill out for a little while. But they're not. They're in rehearsal. They're dedicated to making music at a high level. And along with all of our other departmental ensembles, they're enriching our campus with their music, and they're enriching our culture, and they're making it a better place to go to school and to work. And as Colonel Lang mentioned earlier, this is just the latest iteration of the Cornell Wind Ensembles that have been doing that for so many years. I'm very proud to be here with these people and to be a part of that organization. If you could join me in recognizing all of them, I'd appreciate it. And so now, we're going to play our last piece for you. This is Frank Tekeli's second symphony. His first symphony was for orchestra. His second was for wind ensemble. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.